Hello and welcome back to Answer the Call. I have the absolute privilege of getting to interview my friend and former client, Michelin Smith, today. Actually, as you know, I'm kind of catching up on podcasting and finally publishing quite a few episodes that were recorded throughout a huge busy season that happened last year in terms of a lot of other behind the scenes work took over. But so we recorded this, Michelin and I, last March. So it's nearly a year now, and I've gotten to catch up with her since, and she's doing better than ever. I'm so grateful to hear how well she's doing in the role and still enjoying it. And so that makes it all the sweeter to get to publish this today, as you get to hear how she made not only a leap in industry from tech to healthcare, but also a title boost. Like, who gets to do that? That is so awesome. I love it when we get to see ambitious leaps like this, because she had a manager title at her past company in tech. And so she's totally changing functions. Now she's in talent acquisition and she gets a senior manager title. Amazing. So that's right, a change in industry, a change in title, and now also a change in pay. With this new title increase, she also had a significant pay increase. So praise God, this is such an amazing story, but of course it didn't come without its trials and hardships, and she put in the work like times a thousand. So I can't wait for you to get to learn from her and her story. Let's get right into it. Michelin, I have a superstar on the podcast today, and it's you. I am so excited for the world to get to hear about your glorious, crazy career pivot. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here and to be a part of this podcast.
Yay. Well, just to give a little context on how we met, I guess it was about 6 or 7 months ago now. You reached out, I think you found me through Google or something, and we began working together. And you have held such an impressive career, and I'd love for you to talk a little bit about your career thus far before we met, and what led you to want to look for something different. And then we'll talk about all the impressive extra stuff that you're up to now, how it all worked out, the highs and the lows and the advice that you have through it. But I'll stop with my really grand table of contents there and just ask you, what were you doing and what are you up to now in your career?
Yeah. So what I was doing previously before finding you, I worked at FedEx for all of my career. FedEx is one of those companies that you just don't leave because it's so huge. There's so many opportunities. And that's what I was afforded when I was working there. So I had been there working in the information technology space, moved around a bit, focusing really on project management, like I said, in the IT space. And then I moved into management, into the chief of staff office of the CIO, and basically being able to support over 7,000 IT professionals globally, as well as 45 officers, including the CIO. So my role as a manager was talent development, talent acquisition initially, and then I moved into culture engagement. And then after that, before finding, or when I found you, I was doing more so employee engagement, so rewards and recognition programs, as well as just different engagement, sessions and things that we would do to keep the team members in IT engaged as we kind of pivoted through this crazy time with the pandemic and everything. This crazy time.
Oh my gosh. Oh, like the amount of emails that started off with, I hope you're doing well in these uncertain times. I'm pretty sure that all of us are the better for those emails largely being behind us. Congrats on all that success you had. And there was such a good reason why you found an awesome professional home at FedEx for 18 years. I checked on your LinkedIn right before this. I thought it was 17 and I was like, no, bested herself again. It was 18 years. And but why, what were the signs to you that it was time for a new growth opportunity? And what made you want that, if you're open to sharing?
Yeah, definitely. Kelsey, I just honestly, I felt stuck. I felt as if I was kind of at a crossroads, and not really sure what direction to take. And at the time, we were kind of going through a hiring freeze, so there was not a lot of movement. And so then I think that that's what definitely helped me to make the decision to kind of start peeking my head out. But I was unsure where to go and where to start and how, because this is a big world out there, And so that's what led me to finding you as my career coach.
Oh, Googling like Christian career coach or whatever. I
Yes.
think that's how a lot of people find me. It's so funny.
Yes,
I've met
Googling
some of
career.
my best friends through that. I mean, mostly because now I'm pals with most of y'all.
We're best friends now. And so the thing is, just going straight to Google, because I felt like if I'm gonna get a career coach, it needs to be someone who is in the body of Christ. Like, because we both need to be hearing from Christ, because this is a huge step. It's a
It's a
huge
huge deal.
decision. And so I need to make sure that this person is in the body of Christ. And so that's when I Googled Christian career coach. Because when you type in career coach, there's so many that pop up, but you were the only one that showed up when you typed in the Christian career coach, and it was like, bam,
I am. Okay.
this is who I need to talk to.
Praise the Lord and thank you for search engine optimization. That's so understandable and something that I know a lot of people resonate with, those sentiments you expressed of feeling stuck and particularly not knowing what else to do and appreciating that there's so many opportunities out there, but almost in a, oh my gosh, there's so much I could do. What the heck should I choose? And what were I'm wondering what started to make a difference for you throughout the course of our work? What shifted you from I'm confused to I know what I'm called to do now? And I know that there's a lot that goes into that. So just the things that stood out to you the most beyond, because it's so much more than just conversation. It's not like we have a cute girly time and just like vision cast for the future. There was a lot of detail to it.
Right, there was a lot of detail, and you have a very comprehensive program. And I would say the clarity session definitely helped, as well as the information sessions, like the information interview sessions. So, the clarity session helped tremendously because I kind of had a lot of different thoughts, but it just kind of helped me get my thoughts out there. And then you guided me to scriptures and just different prayers. And that helped me with better, identifying and getting discernment on exactly where does the Lord want me to be and where should I focus. And so then once I got the clarification from the Lord through your tools and tactics, then that's when I was able to hit the ground running and just start
Start
searching.
applying. Yeah.
Yeah,
And that's the
and
whole step two. It's like step one in the journey that I know people are curious to hear about is how the heck did you find your calling and what did that feel like and how did you know? That's one whole matter that maybe we could explore from a few more angles. But then the second one, like you're talking about, is now it's time to apply for jobs. And as a career pivoter, that has a special challenge to it that through a lot of hard work that you deserve so much kudos for, you were able to overcome and get a great job offer. But in terms of one or two more pieces about the calling bit before we move on to your job search process, what did you end up realizing you were called to do? And how did you know that you know? That's the thing.
Yeah, so honestly, I knew that I was being called to pivot into like an HR type role because that's kind of what I was doing in leadership, like as a manager that I described earlier. So I knew going into it that that's where I was being called to, but I just didn't know exactly, what function, what area. But again, it was just a lot of praying, a lot of self-reflecting, and then going out and talking to people in the roles that I thought I would want to do, and getting just kind of insight from them helped me to get clear, like solid, and get very clear on what it is I was supposed to do. And so really that was it. So once I got clear on it, like there was no turning around
I love
from
that.
there.
And I think what you said is just so wise, and I want people to really, really hear you on that of it was a spiritual discernment process with the Lord. You realize through reflecting in the story he's given you that you have an exceptional talent for identifying talent and developing them within HR, particularly in talent acquisition. So that's what you had on your heart for a while, but then the Lord, through the Spirit, gives you kind of a pull or a sensation that this might be the thing. But then I think there's a second piece of also allowing the Spirit to work through people to say, no, for sure, your assumptions are correct. This is literally what the job is like, and you would be perfect for it. And hearing that from enough people, maybe let's call it five, let's call it three or 10. That's when you start to have that earned sense of confidence, because it's not that you can't have confidence in the Lord, but sometimes our subconscious minds literally just need like an information diet of, oh, this makes sense. Oh, it's so logical. I don't have a reason to doubt it. I'm going to go for it. Do you resonate with that and anything else you want to add?
Definitely. But I will say, even along the journey, even with knowing and having the clarity, it still wasn't easy because of the rejections that you get as you're going through the journey. And so you do start to, or I know for me, I started to doubt a little and just, because I remember having that conversation with you, and I was like, Kelsey, do other people experience this? Like, am I doing something wrong? Like, am I really hearing from him? Is this really where he wants me to be? Because you've got to be strong through this process.
Real.
And
It's not for sissies.
it's not. And it just reminds me of Moses, right? I mean, God specifically gave him an assignment, but Pharaoh did not let the people go, the Israelites go off of the first ask. Like, he had to keep going back. So even though God has given us an assignment, that doesn't mean your first application is going to be the job, or your first interview is going to be the job. And that's what I had to keep reminding myself along the journey.
Sister, preach. Or how about I could add a few others? Just because you have this revelation that you would be great at XYZ thing, and you look up inspirational consumer brands that you enjoy, look at their website, and they happen to have something posted, and you fall in love with the job posting, does not mean that that is the calling for you. Sorry, that's the organization that you're called to, or the opportunity, the role can be. And I kind of find that after doing this so many times, it's been over 200 people now, I've realized that I'm going to explain this in my limited human understanding. So I pray that God helps me and forgives me if I explain this wrong. But it kind of seems like there's this theme of God does call us to a function and a role, because in terms of this symbolism, if you even think of the body of Christ, we each do serve one piece of that comprehensive body, and we're meant to live in this a communal mindset of we need each other, and you do need to play your role. And if we, does that role mean a certain place in a certain organization? Maybe, but most likely it's like if we were literally looking at pieces of the body of Christ, okay, let's say we had like little pieces of human on an operating table, we would identify them by their features and their functions, not where they're supposed to go. You figure that out later. And so you have to discern your function and your features. And then that means, oh, like you, I'm supposed to be in talent acquisition for sure. Where you're supposed to serve with that is just a lot of super faithful knocking around. You need help? Do you need help? Am I the one for you? Are we a mutual fit? And you just like really can't guess who you're going to end up with based on how you feel about a job application. And I know we could get into this because you never pictured yourself in healthcare and now you are in healthcare. And we exactly. talked about that. We were like, is this for me?
Can you talk about that? Yeah, exactly. Because I, you know, coming from a large corporation like FedEx, I just thought, you know, I would go to another large corporation. Like I never even considered healthcare as an option. But yeah, so it was definitely a shocker, definitely a surprise, because I thought more, you know, corporate recruiting, just because that's where my experience lies, especially with technology. That's what I thought. I knew, but my whole focus during this journey, once I got clear on where God wanted me to be, I was just focused on talent acquisition. And I just cried out to him saying, you know what? I don't even care what industry, like I was open. I just knew that talent acquisition was where he needed me to be. And then eventually I knew that he still wanted me to be in leadership. Based on, you know, different conversations and different applications that I filled out. But anyway, so I landed in healthcare, which was a surprise. Currently now working for a subsidiary of McKesson called Sarah Cannon Research Institute. It's all about oncology research. So I'm having the pleasure of hiring some of the best clinical researchers out there in the Nashville area and other surrounding states in the U.S. And also, I still do hire, I will be hiring for what we call overhead positions. So for any IT jobs, marketing, finance, accounting, those types of jobs. So I still get a chance to kind of have that piece of corporate recruiting, but also, you know, more in the clinical research space. So definitely excited about this, this new journey.
Oh my gosh. And okay. Can we just tease that you did have to sacrifice, or not necessarily sacrifice, but be flexible on a few things, but not on other things. So it ended up, okay, let's talk about title and pay, two things that people really care about a lot. Title, pay, industry, role. And for your title and seniority, it's so funny. You were starting to tease, and I could not wait to get into this, that the Lord made it clear that you were supposed to stay in or ascend to even higher levels of leadership, just because you were technically making somewhat of a pivot, even though we were able to spin some parts of your career story for sure to appeal to this. You were so open to applying to, maybe I just need to do like a regular recruiter position. And then yes. The recruiters were literally like, and they like suggested you for higher positions. And then you didn't even just get, you were a manager of strategy and programs
and strategy planning and analysis, strategy planning and analysis. Yeah. So that
manager, and you didn't even just go into a management position, senior recruiter. You are a senior manager.
Yeah. Right. That's yeah. So awesome. Yeah. So got a promotion when I was almost about to sell myself short with, you know, thinking that, okay, well, maybe I need more actual recruiting experience. So maybe I sit in the recruiter seat and, you know, again, just doubting a little bit, maybe a little bit of fear, just because things aren't, you know, I'm getting these rejection emails. And you know, so I thought, well, maybe I'm not going in the right direction, you know, but every time I was being shown that, no, you're supposed to be in leadership, you know, you're supposed to be in leadership. And so then after that, after it was clearly revealed that I needed to be in leadership, then I just started applying for only, you know, manager and above positions. And so, yeah, so this position was definitely a promotion and a gift from God, most definitely.
Amazing. And a pay bump.
And a pay bump. Yeah, definitely a pay bump. Yeah, we're talking over 30% pay bump. So definitely, Pretty
blend in
sweet.
That Pretty amazing. Oh my
area.
gosh. And I'm just so excited to see how you grow from here because this is just a new crazy baseline that you still have years ahead. Like, what else are you going to do? We'll see. I mean, I want to work together one day because I feel like we just should.
Yes,
But
I agree. I think that we need to definitely work together.
yes. Then the last thing I want to say, God exceeded expectations and blew it out of the water in terms of title and pay. And it was industry that you ended up being flexible on and going into healthcare. So I just want to highlight that for people because sometimes I think it's totally okay to say, I'm holding high hopes. I have big faith. Please do. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm all about. But some things don't matter as much as you would think. And just allow yourself to be pleasantly surprised. What would you say?
Right. Yeah, I would agree wholeheartedly with you, Kelsey. I'll also add that the whole remote thing. So everybody nowadays, we've tasted the remote life and we love it. And so I know for me, I was only, targeting remote opportunities. Those are going to be more competitive, but not to say that anybody can't get them. But anyway, long story short, I had to kind of be flexible even with that. So this position is hybrid that I'm in. And but the cool part is I get a chance to travel because just think like being remote, you're just kind of stuck in your, or at least for me, I felt kind of stuck in my routine, and just staying at home. But now it's like I get a chance to do a little bit of traveling, not far, maybe 3 hours away. And only for like a week every month. So it's not even, it's not a lot. And it's fun and I'm enjoying it.
That's so awesome. You know what I'm curious about, the kind of last things before I just ask more of just general insight and advice, especially on the mindset and support side for a lot of people who think, oh man, Michelin, you're so cool. Like, of course this happened for you. But kind of nobody spared from shedding a tear or two. And so I'd really like to hear your mindset and faith advice, but otherwise, hi, helicopter. Can you hear that? Sometimes I'm like, are there snipers in my hood? Why are there so many helicopters? Anyway, what were some of the hesitations, questions, or doubts that made you a little nervous about career coaching before taking the plunge?
Well, I guess
And you could be
honestly,
honest.
yeah, I will be. But like, I really honestly, I felt the Holy Spirit tell me that you're going to need a career coach. I had never heard of a career. Like, I didn't know that was a job. Like, I had never heard of anybody. I didn't know anybody that used a career coach. I just felt the Holy Spirit speak to me saying that, for this next chapter, this next assignment, you're going to need a career coach to help or whatever. So I'm like, okay. Then when you look up career coach, there's so many. But I guess I was hesitant on, well, how is this going to work? Like, do I get some, I didn't understand how it was going to work and how are you like not knowing me or my background, how are you going to help me get to wherever God is trying to point me. Like I didn't understand how it would work. But that's the thing. It's like you, when you're walking by faith, you just take the first step. Like he orders our steps. You take one step, you don't ask questions, you just take the step. So you do the initial investment, which is what I did. And then you'll see whatever's next after that. Like he just orders each step. He doesn't give you the whole blueprint or the whole roadmap. It's just one step at a time. And so I just had to trust him. So this literally was a faith walk over these last 7 months. So that's how that happened.
This is bringing up an even better question, which is, I bet people are wondering, how did you become the kind of person that hears from the Holy Spirit? Because that might sound kind of foreign for some people who are even believers, and they would say they're followers of Christ, but they don't really experience God like moving or plotting out their steps. And yeah, that is meant for everyone to experience. Right. So give them a roadmap.
I know. I think that just hearing from the Holy Spirit, so like, you know, as believers, that is our guide, you know, is the Holy Spirit. So the way that you hear from the Holy Spirit is just studying his word.
So you can know what his voice sounds like.
And praying, yeah. And praying and walking in obedience, you know, really living a repentant life, you know, and just not that any of us are perfect, but it's just, are you really living for him? And I think the closer you get to him, the more he will reveal, you know, and the more you cry out, the more he will share. Because, I mean, he has a plan for everyone. He has a plan for our lives. And in order for us to know what that plan is, we have to seek ye first. We have to seek him first to get the information, to get the next assignment on what he, you know, has in store. So I couldn't have done anything without, you know, talking to him and just getting an agreement with him.
Yes. Thank you so much for speaking on that, because that's one of the, it's kind of an uncomfortable, it's an honor to be in this position where I get to work with people on the kind of transcendent elements of their faith and the practical elements of their life, like resume and negotiating their salary and like market research to find a job that matches it and making it all work and whatever. But one, it's been very uncomfortable at times when I realize and I try to gently guide the people that I'm supporting that sometimes their roadblocks are a spiritual issue before we could make it practical. And it's not, I can't like offend their intelligence and say that the only reason that they're blocked right now is because, oh yeah, you just need my email template and it's going to go all better. And it like, it might, there's a reason I designed them that way and they are helpful, but that's why I have allowed it to be a longer process and walking with people for up to 6 months. And I think I might even add more alumni support soon, just because I really want to see people through like even their first 90 days on the job. And like, are you being a witness there? Are you feeling like you're the expert you always wanted to be? And this is just a huge becoming process. It's not just a doing process. And so, it has been some like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. It's like, I'm studying the Bible with one of my clients right now. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I think the problem is that you literally believe that everyone else gets good things except for you. And God isn't nice to you. And so like, if you don't trust him, why the heck would you trust me? You're going to like, okay, click the buttons on LinkedIn that I tell you to click, but you're going to be like, as if this is going to work. And then kind of like, Jesus says in the Gospels, your faithful has made you well. Like you'll kind of see everything come to you as a self-fulfilling prophecy. But when you truly believe in the Lord and his faithfulness, and you're able to genuinely hold on to his promises and say, you are my Father in heaven and these apply to me, then you're able to weather all of those rejections like you've weathered and continue to plot forward in faith, having faith in things that you have not yet seen and trusting that you will see them. And so that's why it's so funny. I think you got your job like right as our 6 months.
Right.
Did you exactly want that to happen in month three? Absolutely. I was sad with you.
But yeah, I was super sad. It like, I think it was month five or something. That was probably the one that I was like so disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before the holidays, and I was just like, I know this one's it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. For all those people who feel like they are in that third month or that fourth month or that fifth month where they're like, for real, God, I am so over this, what would you say to them?
Don't give up. just keep going. Keep going. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. If he's called you to this, then he will reveal it. He will reveal where he needs you to be. He has a specific assignment, a special assignment for us all. We are all a part of his kingdom, and he strategically places us in specific places for a reason. And you just got to keep going. And the thing is, when it's a special assignment, like you've got to, there's a lot more moving around or changing of things he has to do. You know, we're all customized, like our assignments are customized for us. That's how I like to look at it. And just like when you go through a drive-through and you want a customized order, sometimes you have to, you know, wait a little bit longer than someone that just orders off the menu, you know? So it's just, that's how I've seen him work in my life, where most of the positions have been customized. And this one was just that. I feel like it was customized. It's new. It's a brand new team, a brand new organization. So I'm able to build this talent acquisition organization. So it's pretty exciting.
It is so exciting. And everything that you said just blessed me so much. And I trust everyone listening feels the same. When I was really having, oh gosh, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I should probably can it, but like, Michelin, we're pals, you know, I was frustrated in my singleness. Okay. And I was like, what the heck? Am I a mutant? This is so annoying. Like, I feel like it should have worked out by now. And you really encouraged me through your testimony. And I was listening to the testimony of one other person, and she said this one thing that stuck out to me so much. God was ministering to her that he had something custom in mind just for her. And he said, it's in the mail, but it takes longer. And she just was like, okay, it's in the mail. It's in the mail, but it takes longer. And it was the same for your job. And now you know, like, how things worked out for me, and it's good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But that's a separate podcast topic.
Oh yeah.
I just love that. I hope that people will be encouraged that if it's bespoke and it's custom, it's in the mail, it just takes longer, and be patient. Mm-hmm. Would you mind closing us in a prayer for each of the people who are listening?
Yeah, most definitely. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today just thanking you for the called Academy, Lord. We thank you for Kelsey and the gift that you've given her to help over 200 people land their dream jobs and the job that you called them to. Lord, I just ask that anyone that's listening to this podcast, that they are, that they just put their fear aside and just accept the call, accept whatever it is that you are calling them to do in their career, Lord. And we just honor you. We praise you in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Michelin, for being such an example and a standout client and a friend. I always love spending time with you. And yes. I am excited to stay in touch and see the rest of your career go like, you know? Thanks for listening to today's episode. To get an even more meaningful head start into your calling, head to thecalledcareer.com, where my fellow career coach Audrey and I have created a whole suite of free resources and tools to help you get clear and get a job today. For those who are definitely ready to land a job or start a business in the next 6 to 12 months, we are here to help you biblically and practically discern your calling through coaching, reflection, and deep market research, identify the job that's aligned with it, even if you currently have no idea what you want, rebrand your resume and LinkedIn to translate your background to appeal to your future boss. P.S. We take this off your plate and do this for you. Also, we'll teach you how to land referrals and get attention from leadership through networking. Again, if that makes you nervous, we have these emails and LinkedIn messages literally written for you, so you don't have to sweat. We're also here to give you unlimited interview practice, so you're prepared to address every elephant in the room and knock selling yourself out of the park. Then we'll round out with helping you negotiate your salary so you land thousands more. Just so you know, Recent clients have gotten $8,000 to $50,000 salary increases, even though they were totally non-traditional candidates. That's because we specialize in helping non-traditional career pivoters land jobs they're ecstatic to serve in. It takes work, but we're here to see you through until the end, when we're celebrating that day that you send me an email in all caps and you say, "Kelsey, I got the job." Then you could be on the podcast. But I'll be here until then, keeping you accountable and encouraged by meeting with you literally until you land the job you want, even if that's up to 6 months from now within our program. Apply to join at thecalledcareer.com, and I'll see you next week here at Answer the Call. Bye for now.